Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by my co-host, Aaron Hughes, and he is in studio. So let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. The Royal Rumble has changed from 30 to 40 men. What do you think about this, Aaron?
I think that this is a very long topic that we are going to discuss. So I actually think we should save this for our weekly topic.
All right, let's do the weekly topic on that then. All right, so Shane Helms will not be joining TNA anytime soon, and why is that, Aaron?
He had a very bad breakup with Velvet Sky, and so because of that, they actually think that Velvet is a much better performer, and she's helped out a lot in the knockouts division, so that is why Shane Helms is probably not going to be joining anytime soon. Or this news got leaked out, and then he's going to join next week. Who knows?
That is true. That is true. So anyways, TNA is looking to do some small touring. Now, I know they're coming to your neck of the woods pretty soon. Where's that at?
They're coming out to the Seattle area, which is going to be really nice to finally see a live TNA event. But that one is a house show. They're actually looking at doing some touring and taping. So they were saying that they're going to be doing some taping actually in the Carolinas and actually looking to do some taping elsewhere. So they're not going to just do it in Orlando.
Well, that's good. That's great news for them. All right. So the other weird, this came out just recently and I didn't know what to think of it, but Val Venus is just an idiot. And the reason being he's an idiot is because
he has been saying some bad things about the Hardys and their little clique. And then he sent texts, not to Matt, but he sent to a third party who sent the text to Matt, basically saying, hey, you know, I'm just doing this for fun, just so that way we'll get a match sometime in the indie scene, and there'll be a lot of heat on it, and people will think that it's for real, blah, blah, blah. And it's just really, really stupid, in my opinion.
It is stupid, but the one thing that I couldn't believe is that he actually said that they're a bunch of trampoline wrestlers, which is actually kind of funny and also kind of true, but I don't think he really likes Michael Hayes. I think that's what it boils down to. I think he hates the guy.
I think so, too.
But anyways, so Joseph Lindberg.
Lieberman.
Thank you. I don't know how to talk. Joseph Lieberman is not running for Senate in 2012. Why is this a big deal?
I have no idea, but guess why it is?
Why?
Because Linda, who lost this past election, is looking to run again. And this gives her an opportunity because Joseph Lieberman will not be running. So it'll give her an opportunity.
Now, is this the guy that she lost to?
No, it is not, because the Senate is elected every 6 years, and there are two senators per state. So, you know, basically is going to happen is because you just had the one, you know, then the other one will go up, and then there's going to be a break, you know, in between the next election.
So what you're saying is that we're going to see this PG product for even longer.
I don't think it's going away anytime soon, in my opinion. So
anyways, so let's move on to Raw, which was very interesting Raw, by the way. I actually watched 90% of it. Daniel Bryan and Morrison had a match that was awesome.
It was really good. I liked it a lot. I mean, it wasn't like the greatest match ever, but I thought it was a really, really good match, in my opinion.
Yeah, I was really happy with it. And they finally discussed the whole Bella Twins thing. Why they've been with Daniel Bryan for so long. Mm-hmm. And that is because they want to be his first.
First what?
First woman that he...
first twins, you mean.
The first twins that he goes to town back there on. Yeah, so that's the one thing. But anyway, so I don't understand this, but why is Alberto just conveniently showing up on Raw every week now?
Yeah, he's showing up every... I mean, they are pushing him down our throats. And there was a thing that we talked about a long time ago where somebody accidentally put in his bio, hey, I know this guy's supposed to be a big deal real quickly. You know, somebody at WWE.com accidentally did that. We thought it was funny. They are really forcing him down everyone's throats. I would not be surprised if he goes for the world heavyweight title at WrestleMania, in my opinion. I wouldn't
really?
Be surprised. Not the WWE title. Cena's going to go for that. You know that he's going to. But the world heavyweight title. I think that he'll face Edge or whatever face has that title. I actually could see that.
Interesting. That's a good point. That could happen. I mean, he's supposed to be a big deal real fast, as we've been told many, many times. So, Cookie Monster or Chicago Made, Punk and Cena finally get it on.
Mm-hmm.
What happened here?
You know, it was very by the numbers. You know, Cena does his moves. Punk does his moves. And it was, honestly, it was a little bit boring. But at the end of the day, though, that this was a match that was free. And this was a type of match where normally you would have to pay to see it. And I think that people actually would have paid to see it because Punk really got into Cena's head. And then Punk ended up winning the match by having interference come in and actually attack him, which caused a DQ on Cena. So Punk was the winner. And then, of course, the guy went ahead and attacked Cena afterwards.
Yes, yes, he did. And you want to hear something? Here's something interesting I want to talk about, something my wife said, actually, after she saw CM Punk. She goes, didn't he have longer hair? I'm like, yeah. And then he got it shaved off. She goes, yeah, he looks better with the short hair. I'm like, thanks.
I actually, you know, I liked him with the longer hair because it made him look dirtier, you know? Like,
what's with the tattoos on the chest, dude? When did he get them?
For a long time. The thing is, though, I must say, like, it looks like crap.
I can't figure, because I thought he had to, you're saying he got that done a long time ago?
I thought that he did. I thought he had them for a while.
Because I had a picture that we used for the site that, or for one of the shows, that was only maybe a year old. And it was him, and he didn't have any tats on his chest. And it looks.
Oh, you know what? He didn't. You were right. Yeah. I'm taking a look right now at that. I mean, you know what then? He must have got them within the past year. I mean, he always wore t-shirts and everything. But in my opinion, it looks like crap. It looks really, really bad. What do you think? I mean,
I can do the sleeves. That's fine. I can see that. But the getting across his chest, it just looks like crap to me. But that's just me. You know, body art, whatever. Anyway, so Batista 2, as Mr. Jericho likes to call him, or Ryan Mason, he comes out and DQs Cena and then joins the Nexus.
Mm-hmm.
So he's now on Wolfpack Red.
Yeah, yeah. Well, although, as we're going to find out, it's actually no longer going to be that anymore.
Yeah, but still.
They're just going to be the Nexus, apparently. So
that's stupid. That is stupid. Just like Joseph Lieberman.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyways, let's go on to SmackDown. Nexus Blue is now named The Core. Or is it The Cora?
It's The Core, but the thing is, WWE found out that Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy and Helms and more use the name Core at The Core as to describe their group. And they
really?
They use that to describe their group. So WWE had to change the name from The Core, C-O-R-E, to C-O-R-R-E to stand out and be a little bit different. So I don't think it was necessarily a way to get back at Hardy. I think it was just one of those things where they found out about it, and so they're like, oh, just add an extra R to it to make it look different. You know, I could be wrong. Could be wrong.
I didn't even know they had that their group was called The Core.
I didn't know that either till today. I found that out on the Dirt Sheets. So
I didn't even see that. So good old JR comes back, and that's only because they're in Oklahoma. And Swagger comes out and cuts a promo on good old JR. Who won?
Well, I mean, it's just one of those things that's worth noting. I don't know if this actually is going to be in the broadcast or if it's something they're going to use later, you know, or possibly show at a different time. But it's still one of those things that's definitely worth noting. It's nice to see JR. I know that a lot of people miss him, and a lot of people really wish that he would come back because Michael Cole is not the best announcer or not the best, you know, play-by-play guy.
Wait, you're not a coal miner?
I'm not a coal miner. It's weird. I'm not, though. And I know that I'm sure that the king would really like to have him back, you know? So
it's good to be the king.
Yeah. Now, I got to ask you a question, Andy. We talked about Alberto Del Rio just a little bit ago, and he's facing R-Truth for the umpteenth time. Now, he just got off a stint of a feud with Rey Mysterio, that is Del Rio did, and now he's feuding with R-Truth, and they've probably been feuding for about 2 weeks, and they've had 20 matches so far on TV. How many more matches do we need?
At least seven more.
At least seven more?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think they're just like, oh, what are we supposed to do with this guy? They don't know. So this is what they're doing. They're like, hey, what's R-Truth doing? Well, he's not doing anything, so let's just have him wrestle.
Yeah.
That's what I think they're doing in all seriousness. It's getting really annoying. They need to stop it.
You don't have that many matches. You have a match, and then you have them feud. You know, like you have them backstage segment. Someone's in the ring, and they talk smack on the other one. You don't have 20 matches in a row. Even if that's the highlights, you don't do that because it gets boring. It doesn't matter how much you like the guy. You get bored with them.
Are they wrestling on Superstars as well?
and on NXT and on Worldwide Wrestling and Nitro and Thunder.
Ooh, Nitro's back.
They're doing everything.
Speaking of Nitro, we're going off topic now. Nitro, they are releasing the seasons 1 and 2 DVDs. I can't wait for that, actually.
Really? Is it best of season 1 and 2?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what it's going to have to be, best of. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that because I'm kind of a fan of Nitro. And, that's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to buying those DVDs.
Oh, I you know, and it's one of those things too where I think Nitro was 95. I want to say it could be
something like that.
I could be off by a year. I know like we got back into wrestling. It was 97.
Yep.
And so I'd actually be more interested to see. I guess that'd be season like 3 and 4 to see what happens there. You know, during the time that we got back in, and then of course like just a little bit before because you know I mean the NWO was so big and. You know, that anticipation of Sting coming back to take down, you know, Hulk. And, I mean, that was just huge, you know, so.
Yeah, because he didn't wrestle for almost 2 years.
Yeah, it was a very long time. I mean, that anticipation, I mean, I couldn't even imagine what the buy rates were for Starrcade. I mean, I'm sure we could look them up real quick, but I'm sure that for something like that, it was really big, so.
Oh, yeah. And you know it wasn't big?
What's that?
Conor O'Brien was eliminated, and no one cares.
I watched the very end of that.
You did?
Just to see, like, I wanted to take a look at some of the wrestlers. Because, I mean, I don't know if we'll ever talk about them, if we'll do a weekly topic on them. But I don't know if they should keep doing NXT. I mean, or if they're going to keep doing it, do it once or twice a year and do it just for a few months. I've said this before, and I hate to be a broken record. But if you keep doing it over and over and over again, it gets boring. Plus, you're going to have an influx of all these brand new people that people don't know. And the people are going to be like, you know, like, oh, well, who's this guy?
You know who I miss from NXT right now?
Who?
Percy Watson. I miss that. All right. You know, I miss seeing him. And I saw Darren Young on Raw. I was pretty excited. I was like, oh, he cut his hair. And speaking of also NXT, why was there a promo on Raw about Mark Henry's cologne?
Why not?
I couldn't believe that. I was like, come on. What? I know there's a place for it, but geez.
I wonder if he has a website.
You know what I think it is? I think it's Mark Henry's Cologne Sweat.com. And you know where you bought that at?
Where at?
GoDaddy. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com is what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Summer Six Flags, see for details. TNA, Total Nonstop Action. The show was, well, boring. It was mostly centered around JERRET, Jeff Jarrett, and Kurt Angle and Karen Angle Jarrett. It was mostly centered around them.
They've done this, you know, like last week. They try to get the show centered around a certain subject, which is fine, you know, and that way, like that, those group of people get their story out. But I do not care at all about this triangle. I really don't care about it. I would much rather see Angle in there doing whatever he does, you know, which is wrestle and do it great because that's what he does. I don't care. I really do not care about Karen Angle. And I really don't care about Double J. So, but oh well. The other thing, though, is that Kaz had a really great match with Jay Lethal. So, I mean, that's one of the nice things. I mean, the biggest highlights that TNA has is that they have the best wrestlers and the best wrestling out there.
Now, I'm going to have to almost disagree with you on the best wrestlers. I think they have the best cruiserweights by far.
Mm-hmm.
The hands down, the best cruiserweights. WWE lacks that because they're more storyline driven, and TNA is more wrestling, and now they're starting to go to not wrestling. But that's beside the point. That's a different show for a different time. So, but other than that, I mean, I think they have the best cruiserweights, period. There's no way you can get around that. But, of course, on TNA, Matt Hardy is continuing his feud with RVD. Well, I guess Matt Hardy's back. I guess it's kind of nice to see him on TV. I was kind of hoping to see Shane Helms, but apparently that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Unless you watch Highway to Helms.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, do you like that or...
No. And so I honestly, some of these feuds are just overdone. I don't need them. I don't need to see this. I've seen it before, except it wasn't with RVD. Or it wasn't with RVD. I can't remember who else it was. But it's kind of boring. Mm-hmm. I mean, they need to just have the Hardy Boys. You know, do a feud, just have that. Or have a stable. Or I don't know.
I actually, you know what? I would like to see... Not a stable, because I mean, I think that you can do, like, stables can be overdone, but you know, the group of friends, you know, the Hardys, Shannon Moore, and if Velvet Sky was able to mend things with Helms, you know, add him to the mix, you know, and do a little four group thing.
Yeah. Like kind of like almost like the Brood.
Yeah. Because
deal or DX, a small DX version of the DX.
Well, I mean, I guess the thing I liked about that then is that there's not going to be people added. You know, you're not going to add, you know, out of nowhere, you're going to add this big Batista 2 looking guy. You know, you're going to keep it with just those people, which is, I think, almost a better way to do a group like that, you know? So, but
speaking of Mason Ryan, don't you think that he has like a big, big body, but a small head?
He has a really tiny head, a very, very tiny head.
Like, and he is the FCW champion, you know, good for him. He has been wrestling very long, though. It's a very short time.
Well, they do that. They'll push people like that. And I mean, that's definitely a topic I know that we are really going to talk about.
Are they going to bring up 43-year-old Batista back and then have a father-son match? I mean, they could do that in all seriousness and get away with it.
That'd be pretty funny. Yeah, they could. They'd be like, I am your son from Sable, you know, or something.
Oh, or Sonny.
Oh, that'd be funny.
That would be funny. And Bret Hart's like, hey. What's going on here? Anyway, so as you guys all know, in a couple weeks, we are going to have the annual Royal Rumble, not Ready to Rumble, but Royal Rumble. And that's going to be a great, great pay-per-view. I can't wait for it. But they changed something this year that, in a way, I'm kind of in a favor of, but I don't know how my theory is, how some people would like care for my theory. I think it's great. They've been doing the 90 seconds they started it last year, and this year it's 90 seconds, but it's with 40 wrestlers. My idea is to have 50 wrestlers every minute have someone come in. So you know it's at least a 50-minute match, guaranteed. And then you have at one point, you know, 15, 16 wrestlers in there at a time. That'd be awesome.
Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about with the Royal Rumble is this. I was explaining to my girlfriend that if I can only watch one pay-per-view a year, it's WrestleMania. I mean, because that all the stops, you know, I mean, this is WWE's biggest, biggest, biggest show. But if I had a second one, it is the Royal Rumble, because the thing that makes this so special, which I think that I'm glad that they do it this way. It is only once a year. You only have this type of a match once a year. Yeah, you have battle royales. Those don't count, though. Those are, you know, 20 men in the ring at a time, and that's it. This is a very special type of match. So I absolutely love watching the Royal Rumbles, because as you mentioned, with 30 people, 90 seconds each, you know, you're guaranteed, what is that, a 45-minute match, you know, guaranteed, if not longer.
At least, and you want to, I prefer it when it goes at least an hour, a full hour. And I know, like, and... after going seeing stuff behind the scenes and explain how they call this, it's the referee's job is tough. And of course, as Botchmania has taught us, everyone does talk, and you have to keep hiding that stuff, which is a pain in the butt. And plus, when you got how many refs out there? Probably six. And they're sitting there telling guys, all right, it's time to go out. You know, hey, it's that time. It's that time. Or, hey, such and such is coming out. One of those things. They have to keep communicating with every wrestler that's in there. They have to know exactly what's going on. Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things I want to talk about, which is the main topic at hand, which is the fact that Royal Rumble number one was 20 wrestlers. Okay. Jim Duggan won that. Hacksaw. He won that one. And then after Royal Rumble number one, from 2 until 23, it has been 30 wrestlers. Oh, it's been 30 wrestlers, and they've made it that way for a reason. 20 was almost too little, and in my opinion, I believe that 40 is actually too much, in my opinion, because in 30, to be the first wrestler and make it to the end, that was a feat. And it wasn't that you were Superman, but it was like, wow, you know, like that's
a guaranteed 56 minutes.
Yeah. But 40 wrestlers and you are going to start from number one and make it to the end. Forget about it. And if anything else, I'm sorry, but it almost makes it a little unbelievable. And, you know, I understand it's wrestling. It is fake. You know, it's all scripted, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you had that degree of wondering. And
but, dude, I want to see Rikishi and Too Cold, or oh gosh, Rikishi and Scotty Too Hotty and Lawler's Kid all come out and then do their dance and then have Rikishi eliminate both of them.
Don't get me wrong. The cool thing about having 40 people in there is that you have the opportunity to add a lot more, what would you call them? You know, old school wrestlers in there. Because, I mean, they already announced 20 some wrestlers.
Guys already. Who need paychecks.
Yeah. But it's really cool. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago when RVD was in the Royal Rumble, and it was like, holy crap, you know, like RVD's here, you know, like that was cool because he hadn't been there, you know, in like a year or two. So it was kind of cool.
I'm calling it. We're going to see one of the Bushwhackers this year because that would be awesome.
That would be hilarious. But I'm just saying right now, though, I actually do not like the idea of a 40-man Royal Rumble, and doing so, it guarantees that the match is going to be a full hour long. And I'm going to enjoy every minute of it. I am. But the wonderment of 30, I really liked so much better. And it's not trying to be nostalgic or trying to be like, oh, don't change anything because change is bad. But, you know, I mean, going to 40 or for that matter, 50, you know, you make whatever spot you get. I mean, I don't want to see Triple H be the second wrestler or the third wrestler in there and have to see him for a full hour. I don't want to see him.
But see, the thing is, it used to be 2 minutes. Now it's only seconds.
Yeah.
And that's the best part. You know?
Oh, I like it better that way too.
And it's going to go quicker. So you're going to, and plus, you know, the time always changes because I think we're for a while there, I think it was last year, they started letting people come in at like 80 seconds and 70 seconds, but saying it's been 90 seconds and it wasn't. And that match, I think we talked about earlier, was like only like 45, 46 minutes long last year. Mm-hmm. This way, you're only going to have, what, like 3 or 4 matches and then the Royal Rumble, which is going to be legendary.
I actually don't want that, though, because it's the anticipation up to the Royal Rumble. You know, defend the WWE, the World Heavyweight Championship, defend the U.S., you know, defend the IC, if possible, defend those, and the women's title because they have to do that. Defend the tag titles, too. Make sure you defend the tag titles. If anything else, defend every title and then have the Royal Rumble match.
Well, that's what it should be every pay-per-view. You should defend every title and then have no more contenders matches as well. And then maybe a feud here and there, but yeah, they're not going to. They're going to have both the championship matches, the women's match, maybe the tag match if it'll probably be before the pay-per-view. And that's 4 plus a Royal Rumble. Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen.
You know what's unfortunate about this time of year, though?
That Triple H is going to have to come back?
He will come back for the Royal Rumble, and he'll probably win it.
No, he won't.
Oh, really? Well, I think that he might, but I don't know.
I already know who's coming back, and you're going to be like, no, he's not. No, he's not. And you're gonna, when he comes back, you're going to be like, dude, you're a genius. You ready?
Okay. We're going to hear it first on Off the Mark.
The Hurricane.
Yes, he will come back. No,
Hurricane's coming back. He told me so. Him and I are tight. Highway to Helms. He was like, listen, dude, I'm coming back to the Royal Rumble. And I'm like, I know.
It's also, I hate to say it, but it is in Cena's hometown. So I see Cena winning it again.
No, he's not going to win it because that would be his, what, second time?
Second time, yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to win it.
Well, okay. So, but anyway, what I wanted to say, though, the reason why this kind of sucks for WWE is good at the same time. The next 3 months are the best in WWE by far. The best wrestling. If you're a wrestling fan, the next 3-4 months are the best in wrestling. After this, it's all downhill, and it's just a build-up to the next WrestleMania. Literally, it is a build-up to the next WrestleMania, because I'm sorry, but once September rolls around, it's like, oh, God, when's WrestleMania coming? But Royal Rumble is amazing, and then after this is Elimination Chamber, which is pretty fun. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, they only do that once a year, so that makes it, you know, pretty special. But after that, then it's WrestleMania, and then they have Over the Limit. That is the stupidest name for a pay-per-view. I'm sorry, but it's stupid. So, but that's getting a little off topic. But anyway, what I want to say is that Royal Rumble, I love it. I'm not too big on 40 in theory. I'll hold judgment once we record the next Off the Mark after this comes out. You know, I'll talk a little bit more about it then. But as it stands right now, I'd rather have 30.
Yeah.
So.
All right. We can't agree on everything. I will say that I'm looking forward to find, because finally the cable company is going to have, they're going to air the pay per view in HD, which is a big deal because with DirecTV they had it, but I haven't had DirecTV for a little bit now, so I finally get to see Royal Rumble. Maybe, oh no, actually I don't think it's Royal Rumble, but at least the next two pay per views are going to be in HD. I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, so. That's all the time we got for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I am AHughes86. Aaron is AP Hughes. I want to thank Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank my co-hosts for coming on each and every week. And I want to thank all our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we're tagging out.